Now, even with the support of the gods, though, shortly after the completion of the shrine at Yazilikaya, Hattusha was burned to the ground, its occupants killed or dispersed. And the Hittite kingdom, knowledge of it was really lost until the 19th century. And there's a great debate. What happened to this thriving kingdom? This kingdom that seemed to control everything, a kingdom that was in alliance with the Egyptians, a very wealthy kingdom. What happened to it? This is something that scholars are still working on, trying to understand what happened. But we do know that the end of the Hittite kingdom is the exact same time as we have waves of destruction at Hisarlik and waves of destruction in the Greek world to the west. So whatever happened was not just specific to the Hittite world, it was something endemic to the Eastern Mediterranean. We have letters written from centers in Syria that talk about destruction in the Hittite world, that also talk about the need to send grain there. So some scholars suggest that there may have been a problem amongst the Hittites of famine, either caused by climatic reasons, or some scholars think that there may have been an insurrection of the lower classes who stopped producing food for the kings. This is all still guesswork, but we do hear about the Egyptians actually sending grain to help the Hittites. But whatever they sent was certainly not enough. The city of Hattusha was destroyed. What's interesting is that it does not seem to have been destroyed equally. That is to say, certain centers were burnt, while certain other centers were unscathed. The areas that were burnt were the palace region, as well as the great temple. And even these areas seem to have been stripped of their goods before they were burnt. It's interesting, I mentioned that there was an archive in the palace, and the most recent records are missing. So some scholars actually think that perhaps the ruling house fled Hattusha with their most recent documents and may have even set fire to their own palace rather than let it fall into the hands of others. In any case, what seems to have happened at Hattusha was not unique. It's part of a wave of destruction that swept across the Eastern Mediterranean into Mesopotamia, down into Egypt, that was destined to bring an end to the Bronze Age and change the ancient world forever.
This ends Lecture 3. Remember to visit this course's website at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll find additional information about the lectures you've just heard. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399 and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.